Hey, good, good. How are you
How you doing, dude?
Good, good. It's the first time.
I know, right? After a while, dude. Just texting and then time. You know how it is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm happy we can finally do it, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. What's up, man? So you're from Amsterdam, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'm from Amsterdam, but now I'm in Dublin.
Right, right.
I've been in Ireland now for 9 years.
Wow. So, and you said the time's over there, what, 8 hours ahead?
Yeah, exactly. So in Amsterdam, 9, and then Dublin, 8 hours. Yeah.
Oh, snap. Okay. Sweet, sweet. So, yeah, man, I wanted to, you know, I know you reached out to me on Instagram, and, you know, I ended up watching your video, and I was like, okay, like, this is something that for sure needs to be brought out more, something needs to be talked about. And you seem like, you know what you're talking about. You have experience with helping people, so I'm glad to bring you on, dude. I know you mentioned in the video that you said you help with creating a healthy relationship with devices, and like what would be an example of that, like what would that look like, a healthy relationship with, you know, being on social media or just anything on the phone, right?
Exactly, yeah, because especially when we complain about the phone use and social media use, you hear a lot of stories about how phones and social media are robbing our time, energy, and focus, and how we just basically lose ourselves.
Right.
And in those moments, you really want to create a better relationship with your device. And the focus is then not in abstinence, but in moderation, because we're not talking about smoking or drugs. Like, to tell people not to use the internet.
Hello? Down? Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so it's because I say better relationship, because right. We do not want to stop using the internet. If I tell you, well, you know what, then stop using your smartphone then, or go for a dumb phone. People say, well, yeah, but I want to use my smartphone. But it's just annoying that I'm losing myself with my smartphone or social media. Well, just stop using social media. But if people say right. There's a lot of advantages when it comes to using social media, and which is all fine. It's true. I use social media as well. I use an iPhone as well. So it's not about just staying away from our phones, staying away from screens. Actually, technology is only going to advance a lot more. So we really want to prepare ourselves now, because we think we have a problem now, but wait till AI becomes smarter. Wait till virtual reality is mainstream.
Right. And it's coming fast too. It's coming fast.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So it's true. So that's why now we have time still to disconnect. We can learn how to disconnect. But soon, yeah, it's going to get a lot harder and challenging.
Right. I can't even imagine like the different devices that are going to be coming out. And like even with myself, like experience, you know, just being on social media or anything, like being on it too much, like you can start noticing when you're doing that. And you're like, wow, like all the time's wasted. You're just, you know, on it. You know, just doing nonsense, not even really like anything business wise. Exactly. And, you know, it can really drain you. So I think the awareness on this idea, the awareness on social media, how it's used, like we do have to prepare for it. I guess I never saw it like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. And especially now with this documentary, The Social Dilemma. I don't know if you've seen it.
I think I have. It sounds super familiar. Is it really big right now?
Yeah, on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I might have seen it. I don't remember.
So you see, as of course, because of this pandemic, a lot of people are also talking about excessive screen time and, children are using the screens a lot. I'm using my screens a lot. Is that okay? Or should I feel bad about it?
Right. Yeah, that's true. I remember when this pandemic was like first happening, I remember thinking how I think like YouTube and Netflix and all that's going to be used more, right? Because people are staying home and, It's just a lot more people on the phones now. So
yeah,
that's pretty crazy. Do you have any do you have any like personal experiences with just like social media and the addiction of it? Is there any maybe in your family? I'm not sure.
Well, it's actually me. I was I used the very first smartphone that used Android, the first version of Android, which is back in 2009.
Oh, okay. It
was the H1 mobile phone, and I was the first one with a smartphone, so everyone was asking me, what is it? How cool is that? So I was showing off this device.
Right.
And, you know, Facebook was already kind of big back then in 2009, mm-hmm. and Twitter not yet. Twitter started, and Instagram as well, but Facebook was really big. So I was using this device a lot because I thought, wow, now you have this computer which is on me all the time. So even if I was traveling, and you know, I could just use that device. Commuting, I could just use that device. But then girlfriend, Ricardo, I got a girlfriend, a Brazilian girlfriend, and she was crazy about social media, about Facebook. And I was also a lot on social media. And then we started to post, you know, 5-6 times a day. And initially it was fun, and you feel this sense of accomplishment, you know, that you're doing something, you're being productive, because you're creating, you're crafting this image. It's a poem that you search for on Google, and you know, or Celine Dion song or Barry White song that I'm just posting. But then after a while, she became very demanding. So sometimes when I wasn't posting, then she was asking me like, hey, where's my post? You know, it's your turn now. You know, people need to know that we're cool, that we're in love, that we have a perfect relationship. You know, people are going to ask questions if you don't post. So initially I thought, yeah, true. Okay, I will post. But then slowly it became more annoying. I got aggravated because I was feeling that I was spending all my time on social media. And I have this mantra, Ricardo, or this motto that says, I don't want to die stupid. So that means like I want to explore. I want to get, you know, always try to look for the uncomfortable zone. And just by spending all my time on social media, it just didn't feel right. So I started to work on this World Cup website. So the first time I finally started to build something.
Okay.
She wasn't happy with that. So, you know, it started to escalate more. One day we were walking on the beach. She drew this heart on the sand, right? And then she asked me, can you please kneel in front of the heart? So I kneeled, and then she took a photo. And then she posted this photo on social media. And then she said, or she wrote, look what Johan made me. Like, how fantastic is he to make me this heart? So then I realized, okay, now we're starting to lie as well.
And, wow, damn, they got like that, huh?
Right? But then you think, wow, how many people actually do lie about these things? And that was like, that was 2012. So then I realized, wow, a lot of content that we see on social media is not even real anyway. So if we're seeing all these highlight reels, why bother? Why spending all this time on social media? So then I disconnected from Facebook, but I only started to use the fan page for the World Cup website that I was building. And so far from that moment on, I never really use social media anymore for personal reasons, only business reasons. So a lot of people sometimes they ask me like, Johan, you're never really online. How do you do it? How are you able to stay away from social media? So then because of that, 2018, I wanted to do something in self-development. And I thought, well, sometimes I hear questions about social media addiction, phone addiction. So let me then focus on that niche. And that's how I then started the social media breakup.
Wow. So you've had like a kind of go through situation with the social media and that experience, you know, with it being fake, like.
Exactly. And we broke up. Eventually we broke up. And the funny thing is, Ricardo, people actually after 6 months, they were asking me, so how are you guys doing? And then I said, well, we broke up a long time ago. And then, you know, you hear people say like, they say, well, you know, you never told us, like, we need closure as well. You guys are posting so many posts, you know, about your lives. And then you don't even tell us that you broke up. So it's just funny. So in other words, we only post our highlight reels. Everything great, everything fantastic is what we post. Mm-hmm. Only those moments. Appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Of course. Till next time.
Till next time. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.